This is The Briefing, a podcast presented by Musio Goodman Law Firm.
Shockingly, I heard David Eby tell the media that ICBC's hired 400 adjusters in order to limit the people going to see lawyers, which is quite an unusual situation. So what transpired, I'm just backing up, April 1, 2019, ICBC put in a cap on any minor injury, which could be a brain injury or even chronic pain, because unfortunately the minor injury definition is so expansive. So what ICBC has done is hired a number of individuals to literally try to convince people not to go see lawyers. And I've heard from clients that have come in after the fact that said that the adjusters are telling stories like, you aren't able to get a lawyer, you don't have legal rights to get a lawyer, which is quite an unusual situation. So basically what ICBC is trying to do is prevent people from seeing a lawyer, which is an odd thing. What they should be doing, it's quite easy, is to entrust or get some entrustment in the in society whereby people can actually believe what they're saying, and so then they wouldn't have to go to see a lawyer. Because of course lawyers aren't going to take on cases where they can't do much better than the individuals doing themselves. Where you get a lawyer is where the individual is getting lowballed by ICBC or treated poorly by ICBC. So I think they need to look within, and if they treat people with fairness, they'll find quickly that people just won't be going to lawyers as much. And if they do go to lawyers, lawyers will be saying, no, ICBC is doing a great job, you don't need a lawyer. Because lawyers aren't looking for files that aren't something that they can improve on.